from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Alan Pope has died. The longtime local politician was 76. First entering politics at the municipal level, Pope was a Timmins alderman in 1973 and 74. He lost the campaign to be Cochrane South Conservative MPP to New Democrat incumbent Bill Ferrier in 1975, but defeated him in 77. Pope served in several cabinet posts until 1990. Alan Pope, dead at the age of 76. There's a wide variety of trash that ends up on walking trails maintained by the Matagami Region Conservation Authority. Volunteer Jessica Kim says even though there are garbage cans available, cigarette butts and Freezy wrappers, the most common items, end up on the ground. So every Wednesday afternoon, starting at 5, Kim leads a cleanup effort on one of those trails. She says she also wants to educate participants about plastic pollution in terms of the amount and its effects.
It's quite frightening, actually, how much we have on the ground and how much is getting into our rivers and our forests, stuff that are affecting animals and just the ecosystems in general.
If it's raining on Wednesday, the activity is postponed until Thursday. The Conservation Authority's Instagram account keeps all of that updated. The closest you'll get from the Porcupine Health Unit for the AOK to go swimming at Gillies Lake or at any other beach is swim at your own risk. Public Health Inspector Caitlin McCaw says any advisory can only be based on latest water sampling, and the water condition can change without notice. So advisories on the PHU BeachWise webpage are for the date the sample was taken. Another factor is birds and aquatic life.
Birds do carry bacteria. They unfortunately also defecate as well, which can also cause high levels of E. coli, which is what we are testing for.
The risks of E. coli infection are also listed on the webpage. The complete interview with Caitlin McCaw is at mytimmonsnow.com. Finally, this afternoon, no Hollywood blockbusters were ever filmed in Timmins. However, a local doctor named Paul Boutin shot a lot of films depicting life in the mining town. As we end our historical series on visual arts in town, museum director curator Karen Bachman says Boutin started his amateur filming in 1928 and continued into the early 60s.
And he would do things like Santa Claus parades, carnivals at the McIntyre, but also things like snow removal. So if you wanted to see how they removed snow in the 1940s, we probably have a film of that.
The Timmins Museum is the steward of much of what Dr. Boutin filmed. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.